This is the most controversial Christian hip-hop show on the planet.
Worldwide, baby.
You have got a lock on Holofest Radio, bringing you the latest artist interviews, live calls and videos, the fattest holy hip-hop and reggaeton. And you know we ain't scared to preach that gospel.
We got the streets on lock.
This is Holofest Radio with Preach That Fire and Sister Shorty Blaze, where Pentecost and urban culture merge.
Yo, check this out. Exclusive track for my man Bizzle. We the first ones to play this here, baby. Check this out. I'ma play this track before we even start the show. Check it. It's called The One You Need for my man Bizzle. Exclusive to Holofest.
But it's okay. Hey, pain with you for a minute, but it won't stay. Been times I done cry like the OJs. Now I shine like the patent leather on the OJs. Hey. I know. Yeah. Some of them try to judge. Sometimes it's necessary. Man, that's just how they love. Yeah. It's for the greater good. Hey. That's how I got my buzz. Yeah. I caught a couple stones. They try to chop me up, but it ain't about them. It's about Christ. It's about change. It's about life. Now you trying to progress. Well, it's about time, but it's a process. Follow the
Bizzle.
You'll be fine. Hey. You slip now and then, you pick it back up, and then you try again. Pick up your true light, you never die again. But you'll forever die to sin. Yeah, I know that you've been in your sin a long time. Bring it to the cross, don't be here to be fine. I know that Jesus is the one you need. Jesus is the one you need.
Yo, Bizzle, I got you. Original
beat. Listen and make conversation. He understand even when you don't know how to say. Know he with you even when you're feeling out of place. Victory over the enemy, I can taste. Yeah, this is for the thug. You gotta love y'all. He got his hand out. You just gotta come, dog. Say you ain't ready, but you will never be. That's why we need a savior. You gotta let him be. And if you choose to follow the Lord, let him lead. He will never leave. We all sick, bro. Let him be your medicine. Choose this new flick. Time for a better scene. Kick around folks who don't want to see you better. They kick you when you're down. They don't want to see you get up. Get up. Quit hanging around. Yes, man. Best friend.
Bizzle.
You wrong if you ever feel alone.
Texas.
Bring it to the cross. Don't be here to be fine. Know that Jesus is the one.
Exclusive to Holofest. We the only ones, baby.
Connected.
Your attention on the main floor.
Give me that fire.
Please secure all loose articles and refrain from sitting down.
Give me that flame.
You may feel a sudden rise in temperature.
'Cause I'm a man on fire.
And an urge to move vigorously.
I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire. I think I'm on fire.
This is normal. Because it's about to get hot.
The time has come for America to hear the truth.
Oh! Now check this out, man. You are listening to New York City's official numero uno. But for holy hip-hop, Man, gospel reggaeton, ya tú sabes. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. And I'm here with...
Sister Shorty Blaze.
Ooh, you like that, your echo, right?
Yeah, it's about time you put echo on my name.
Definitely. Listen, we got a good show lined up for you today. Shout out to all of my crackheads, my dope fiends, the faithful listeners that are addicted to Hollafest Radio. And you know where they're at, Sister Shorty Blaze?
Right here.
They're right there in the chat room.
Yeah.
They're in the chat room, man. And
well, not all of them, but, you know, the majority.
Well, the real ones. The real ones. Yeah,
there's some that are just listening, though. Just,
yeah, you know.
It's okay to just listen.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
All right. And but jump in the chat room, at least. Anyway, listen, man. We need you to do us a favor.
Go promote.
Yo, that beat is sick right there. You feel that? Here we go again. I feel like freestyling. Should I do it? Should
no,
I do it? Should I put a freestyle?
Don't.
Should I do it? Should I do a freestyle? Here we go.
Okay, you see, that's why
I'm trying to be black. Yeah, I said I'm Boricua trying to be black. Let me stop. I'm mad controversial, y'all. If this is your first time listening to Hollafest Radio, first of all, we are a Pentecostal holy hip-hop gospel reggaeton radio station here. Broadcasting where? From Manhattan, New York City,
Washington Heights to the world.
Yo, woo, you felt that. Listen, we got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about, I'm on that stuff again, y'all. Don't get it twisted. I did these 116 interviews and all that good is all good and dandy. Trying to create dialogue and that's all great. I do it from the heart, sincere. We had a great dialogue interviews. It was great, but it's over. I'm back on that stuff. I'm back on that Rambo saca la bazooka, mama tama bota, shoulda got a handa. Go ahead and say it's gibberish. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I'm on that stuff. But today we're going to turn it a little bit different. We're going to be talking about, on a serious note, the word of faith movement. Is it heretical? Is it heretical? Or is it true believers saying things that are heretical? You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna go hard today. I'm not gonna name drop. That's not the intention of this broadcast live, but you know, don't tempt me, y'all. Don't tempt me. I might do it. But before that, man, we got a lot we need to do tonight. We got music, new music from Street Pastor, J Flu, we got La Conexión, Reggaeton, we got Alex Soldo, we also got my man Righteous 119. Yeah. Track is called Helpless. Then we're gonna read some emails. We got some emails, right?
Yep.
Got some good emails. What else we gonna do, Shorty Blaze?
We're gonna preach that fire.
We're gonna preach that fire. Anyway, as usual, let's open up in prayer. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we honor you, we praise you. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Come on.
We ask you, Lord, that tonight you would take control. Holy Spirit, your word says that without you we could do nothing. But your word also says, in Christ, we could do all things because you strengthen us. Lord, so we have a balanced approach tonight. Help us to preach this word. Help us to approach the scriptures from an orthodox, exegetical concept, Lord. Not straying to the left or to the right. But also understanding, Lord, that there are different denominations, different persuasions of thought, different biblical worldviews, as there are many denominations, Father. You got Methodist, you got Pentecostal, Father. You got Calvinist, Lord. You have Reformed Calvinist, you have Hyper-Calvinist, Lord. You got Hyper-Pentecostals, Father God. Lord, but all of these are centralized, Lord. If there's one thing that's centralized, Lord, is sound biblical doctrine. So, Lord, we're including, Lord, the word of faith today, Lord. Help us to understand through your spirit, through your word, to decipher between false teaching and false teachers that are being led by the opposing forces of the enemy. Holy Spirit, we thank you for all that's going to be done tonight. We ask you all of these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the church say?
Amen.
Amen. We'll be right back, y'all. Let's get into this new exclusive track. Never heard before here on Hollafest Radio, Street Pastor.
Hey, yo, she got the octaves in the beat, thinking low, but my flow got me fly with him right to the flow. I mean floor, now watch the eagle soar. Hope he recognize me like I've been there before.
star, like job well done, son. Coming into rain until then, I spit cold like the winter on my chin. On this highway, your life, man, the traffic real crazy. I let crash drive, but I'm no Miss Daisy.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. New York, City.
Man, I mean roads, excuse my grandma. Can't touch that, yo, MC Hammer. Bloodstained banner, but no bandana. Preach cheese, there's no seafood, I don't clam up. Hands up like you stretching the sun. Reach for the sky, get your blessing the sun. Let's get it going now.
Look around, there's nobody like I got.
Yo, the kicks on my feet ain't endorsed by MJ. Search for my sneaks, you won't find them on eBay. Joints got me running like I ain't from the relay.
Pull
on my feet so I speak what he say.
Here we go, here we go.
Young Taylor's flying on the milk and honey. Would have been switched teams if I was in it for the money. The side of the cloud is real sunny, but I'm cooling in the shade with those kind of shades on me. Like I got, yo, the answer is none. No, not a none, but one minus one, zero. I'm strong with the six like the euro. Hello, they know, not really, cause hell is serious and they out getting silly, now pardon me if I seem distant. It's probably because my panoramic vision, higher resolution, got me seeing revolution, reading revelation, separating spirit, inspiration. It's Galatian on the fruit I'm bearing. How you plant seeds on the ground so barren, huh? Just look around. I'm rapping, I'm rapping. Yo, my cousin Warren in the war, and please pray for him. Pray for meanwhile, I'm in the cut like it's Neosporin. You won't say nothing, rappers, you are so boring. Excuse me if you catch me at your show straight snoring. They hate it all, miseducated like Lauren. But me, I speak another language like I'm born for it. Touring with no tour bus, ladies trying to lure us in. We can work out like a pulled up. My full cup fills them up like a fuel pump, right? It's like mosquito bites hide his feet bump. And these shucks let they man get them geeked up. Get out my lane, or become a speed bump. You are not a rider, you're lying, the lion didn't shoot. You are not fire, you're fire, the fire finish you. Mike stays in my face like an interview, and this here is just an interlude, yeah.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
You look around, there is nobody like
DJ, DJ Sarai.
I'm rapping.
Church boy.
Hello, M.I.D.
Alright y'all, let's keep the party flowing. We're gonna get into some reggaeton. Ya tu sabes, la única emisora de rap y reggaeton cristiano 24 horas al día. Hala Fest Radio. A mi gente pentecostal.
Del líder de esta misión, obediencia y sujeción es el asunto necesario, ese es el detalle. Recibimos el armamento para cuando estemos en la calle, utilizarlo humildemente, decirlo a los cuatro vientos. Y de todas mis posesiones solo me pide 1% y le doy más, porque lo siento y lo hago en forma de agradecimiento. Aquí no fían ni tampoco exigen dinero. El material que me reparte es un regalo verdadero.
Es un día especial, escucha el mensaje. Vamos para el culto.
Somos una familia, nos tratamos como hermanos.
hermano. Orgulloso
de tener sabe, mi sabe,
padre.
Sabe, sabe. Cuando estamos en
su casa, siempre tengo una cita de ser parte de la familia. Inspiramos a las visitas. Comenzamos como siempre a la pancilla.
Hall of Fast Radio. Ya heard.
El jangueo ni la playa en esos días de buscar al hombre que nunca me vaya.
Es un día especial. Escucha el mensaje. Vamos para el culto. Prepárate. Ponte tu mejor traje.
Yo, Flu.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. We did not like these rappers, man, in the least bit.
We so different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, me and these rappers, we are not the same. Nah, I got me a cross, but I don't wear it on my chain. Now, nah, homie, I pick it up.
Carry
it. I pick it up.
Carry
it. I pick it up.
Carry
it. I pick it up.
I said, yeah.
Me and these rappers, we are not the same.
Nah,
I got me a cross, but I don't wear it on my chain. Now, nah, homie, I pick it up.
Carry
it. I pick it up.
On my back, strapped on with the harness. I'ma carry mines even if your homie armless. Pick it up regardless, even through the harness. They carry theirs only when it's hanging with a charm. It is if these dogs bark loud, but they're harmless. Me, I'm dying every day. I am a carcass, igniting a spark. I'm a light in the darkness. My banner blood stained like I'm bleeding red markers. Frontline, the male version Mulan. Fighting in the battle that's bigger than Vietnam. Standing firmly rooted, critiquing, simple and brutal. Destroying spiritual mutants, I'm crazy enough to do it. See, these rappers are the opposite of I.
Jay Flow, Flow,
carry that, carry that.
I ain't talking about I ever got to shine. I ain't talking about me, but the price
is on me. And these rappers, we are not the same.
I got me a cross, but I don't wear it on my chain. Now, homie, I pick it up,
carry that.
I pick it up.
Dropping like it was my daughter. I bitch, what's the word? I go hard for my father. Street passage, Jay Flu, we willing to be martyrs. Stand tall on the battlefield as they charging us. The world sees the cross as a real nice flimsy. Lost that, while getting high, smoking green leaves. It's sad to see the cross associated with opposites. With Christ is a superior example of prominence. Most got it mixed up, like an omelet. Pick and choose their creed, but that's incompetent. Go hard or go home, count the cost, homie. Deny myself daily, follow him solely. I got help, I won't hit the ground below me. The cross weighs more than the world trying to control me. Your bling won't save you what he did on it did. Choose your destiny, you can't stay
hey,
in the middle.
Me and these rappers, we are not the same.
I got
me a cross, but I don't wear it on my chain.
Now, homie, I pick it up.
Carry it.
I pick it up.
For the Lord, we some rappers rapping. We don't talk all words, then lack our action. Jesus Christ, we captured that man in the word while we reading every chapter. Captain, why you gotta rap Christian? This what cats are asking. You ain't making no money, no stacks are stacking. This what I tell them after laughing. I'm trying to go to heaven when the rapture happens. I'ma flow till both lips chapter cracking. My album gon' drop like the catcher slacking. Dealers holding weight till they backs are cracking. Prayer for they wind up clap for traffic. God got me, so never is my master slacking. So I go spread the gospel with a pastor passion. I got a new mind, heart, swagger, fashion. Finding disciples like I got a map for tracking.
Hey yo, me and these rappers, we are not the same.
I got me a cross, but I don't wear it on my chain.
Now, homie, I pick it up.
Carry
it. I pick it up.
Now, homie, I pick it up.
Carry
it.
I pick it up.
Carry
it.
I pick it up.
Carry
it.
Alright, y'all, let's keep the flow going, man. You listen to the sounds of Hollerfest Radio, baby. Let's get into some more reggaeton, ya tú sabes. The only holy hip hop radio station that plays reggaeton and do this thing bilingual. You know, do you know what I'm saying, Tony Montana? Ya tú sabes. Do you know what I'm saying, man? Just give me that fire, ya tú sabes.
Cristo y a su nombre.
Gloria.
Quien salva.
Cristo
y a su nombre. Abundancia, todo conseguido con perseverancia.
Wow.
Cada mañana es un motivo de sacar su nombre con el gozo que me ha traído. Escucha esta canción, un sonido que motivará tu corazón. Una atención es una máxima pasión. Él te puede dar el gozo la salvación. Si me ha dado el gozo y me hizo vivir, hoy vengo a cantar, no vengo a mentir. Vengo a darle vida que hizo cambiar.
Tercer día resucitó. Es Jesús quien da vida. Es Jesús quien da paz. Él murió por ti. Él es Jesús. Toda la Biblia habla de Él.
Vive
Cristo
y a su nombre.
Gloria.
Quien salva
Cristo
y a su nombre.
Righteous! One more nine! Track right here is called Helpless!
Explosion, no control and yoke on
with
the word in my brain. Crunch time, a punch line, the witch of blood in my veins. I come with the pain. Robitussin and Afri can't relieve me. More than Satan, Jesus, keep my enemies beneath me. I'm on a supernatural level. The patch and you devils can't dig it if you grab on the shell of the path. But it's not to live back to by the doctrine of Christ. We lock and load and for Jehovah more than rocking a mic. Man, I be so blessed. Helpless without my God, I'm helpless. My God, I'll be so desperate about my God, I'm helpless. My God, I promise I'll never doubt. Man, I'll be almost so helpless. I'm helpless. I'm never leaving my knees. My God, I'm helpless. I'm surrounded by enemies. My God, I'm helpless. Beside it, only get it, I breathe. Man, I'll be almost so helpless. So many people in the world ain't never heard of the rock. That's why my life likes gravel. What's that word on the block? Heard it or not, my God, the people tire like they mental and aspire for the fire through desire for the Benjamin's adrenaline, pumping like a car with an amp. Strong gender male delivering like a car with a stamp. So run with the champ, Christ he manifests on his record and it's the righteous making moves of Christ the kingdom like checkers. I'm bringing my weapon, Lucifer got a word for your chin. Man, I spit the words so sick like I'm allergic to sin. God bless you, can't see me live your life in the blind. Young Tyson in prime, these uppercuts are licensed to rhyme. The righteous in my chin. Now try to hate, I don't hear you, cause I'm pushing for the future with the past in my rear view. Lucifer, just do your worst and send your best out of hell. Cause my God, he lift these margins like I'm fresh out of jail. Man, I be helpless. Lord, I be so helpless without. My God, I'm helpless. My God, I be so desperate about. My God, I'm helpless. My God, I promise I'll never doubt. Man, I be almost so helpless. Lord, I'm helpless. Lord, I'm never leaving my knees. My God, I'm helpless. I'm surrounded by enemies. My God, I'm helpless. Beside it, you'll get it, I breathe. Man, I be almost so helpless. True world, I don't think you love me. Cause you try to kill me. I think you despise me. Cause you're always lying to me. That's why I love Jesus. That's why I love Jesus. Cause he's always there for me and cares for me. Not a policeman, not in a fireman. It's not a bird or plane. Keep looking higher, man. Jehovah Jireh, man. The one who sacrificed, the one who's after me. The one who paid the price. So if I gotta die, gotta label me a martyr. The devil coming hard. We bring it to him harder. Battle of Armageddon.
Managers and artists, so you think you got skills?
Your skills are amazing, truly amazing.
If so, send your music for possible airplay on Holofest Radio. Send all submissions to info@holofestradio.tv.
Stop.
For airplay consideration, make sure your music has no secular beats, no using the N-word.
Are you crazy?
No self-glorification. And most of all, if it's whack, don't even send it. Unless you want to make a donation to the New York Department of Sanitation.
Hear me, dog.
Word. Understand the rules?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Send your submissions now to info@holofestradio.tv.
Do it right now.
All right, y'all. We are back. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. I'm here with
Sister Shorty Blake.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We in the studio.
That we are.
As you heard, y'all. Holofest Radio is taking submissions. You want your music heard on Holofest Radio, we play it. But you gotta follow the guidelines. I just got hit off with that J Flu yesterday. And Street Pastor hit me off yesterday as well. We heard it. We was loving it. It went on the air. Now, you heard our jingle for you to be able to sing your music. Follow the rules, y'all. We be able to play your music here on Holofest Radio. What's the rules? Rule number one.
Number one.
Numero uno. No secular beats.
No secular beats, y'all.
Two. No using the N-word.
No N-word.
We don't want no more controversy.
No.
Holofest Radio is already controversial.
Zero.
I don't want any more. I'd rather be controversial with preaching the truth rather than saying something distasteful. You know what I'm saying? I like controversy. It creates curiosity. And curiosity creates more listeners. More listeners, the ministry expands and be a blessing to more people. But building the ministry on controversy that's distasteful does not bring glory to Christ. As a matter of fact, it brings shame to him. So no using the N-word. No using the N-word. Number three. Rule number three.
I said that.
No self-glorification. If your whole track, now I understand that holy hip hop might be competitive a little bit. You share how you spit for Christ. Mm. You do your dizzle, your thing dizzle. Talking about I bind the devil and I rep that thing. I rep the king. That's all right. But if the whole track is talking about you, man, it's not about you. It's about Jesus. So I'm leery about the whole track being about you and, you know, no. So it has to be about Christ, right? Because without him, you can do nothing. And basically, if it's not leading to the cross, you're just rapping. All right. And last. And hold up. Let me lower the music for this.
And last.
Last. Listen to me. This right here is the most important rule of all to get your music heard on Holofest Radio. You want to hear Sister Shorty, please?
I know it, though.
You already know it? Do they know it? Do you know it?
I don't know if they know it.
But if you don't know it, you're going to know it by today. Here's rule number four. I know the music, so I can tell you number four. But I'm stalling.
Why? I was about to say it myself because you like stalling too much.
I'm stalling because
don't procrastinate.
I'm building your appetite. Is your tongue wet, drooling? Like, you know, when you're going to eat something that tastes good and your mouth gets watery. Is your mouth watery?
I don't know, you're making me hungry now.
All right. Listen. Rule number four.
Quattro.
If your music is whack, you ain't getting played on Holofest Radio.
To rep the name, that's the norm. Not your big body like the paper stacks or your chore. Or your lady like Eva, you do to keep you warm.
I wasn't playing whack hip-hop when I was in the world. I'm gonna become saved and play whack holy hip-hop. The devil is a liar.
The Lord ain't killing.
And check this out, y'all. Whackness is a sin, you fake church gangsters.
Gangsters. Before he let you block his thing, man, just watch the scene. Cause the Rocky is the king, and he's than yourself. Like you call Christian, it's still sin in itself.
Yeah, go ahead and send me your whack music. We gonna have a problem, like my man T-Dot says.
Now you know that you should lead a strip, puffing sweets, chasing cash and week to week. But you won't because you're fiending, seeking dreams. Own in the highs at that place where you can see the beach and easily get them girls that you can see to lead a beat so she can be your chance for one night in between the shifts and then you leave. Hop inside your lap so you can pop this and you keep it clean. Gripping on your grain as you sip the lean. Slugging me, feeling like a pimp, brush your shoulders off. You can live like a boss, you can floss like a boss. Pay the cost to rep and off, rock the cross and still be lost. Cause without the savior, no neighbor, no paper, no Jacob, no makeup. The makeup, the breakup, the makers, the safe, the creator. That's why we need a savior, that's why I'm hollering out Jesus. He's drowning in our sin and we need him to come retrieve us. Believe us, it's time to stop trusting in yourself. Bless your will, lay aside every weight before you push yourself. So we could all meet him. I know you heard this on Easter, but feast your eyes on the reason God would crucify Stephen when we ain't nothing but heathens.
Here we go.
Made him clean and with
here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Beaten all of that, so we ain't gotta trust ourselves. Trust our help. Trust our wealth. It won't even make no sense because it's gonna rust and better. Is it the brain? Is it the gal? Is it the grill? Or is it Christ who paid the price so you could live? Or would rather burn up in hell for a meal? I doubt it, you missing that Christians, only Christians and them. Although we live forever, right now we living better. Cause if you ain't living by grace, you'll die by the letter.
Listen to the sales of Hollerfest Radio, man. Listen, we got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to be getting into the Word of God a little bit later. We're going to read some emails. We're going to give you guys a sneak peek to the new Fake Church Gangster track written by Hollywood Holly. Play a couple of more music, have some more fun, and then we're really, really, really going to have a powwow. At 8 o'clock in the hour, 8 o'clock in the hour, we're going to be doing our Think Dizzle. Seeing whether the Word of Faith movement is heretical or whether they are true believers that say heretical things. What's the difference? Is there a difference? Can we as a Christian be even considered a Christian and say or believe one or two heretical things but adhere to Orthodox Christianity in other areas, especially the main areas? This is going to be very, very deep. I'm on that stuff again. Listen, listen, listen. As usual, we want to hear from you. Those of you that are listening to Hollerfest Radio, we got tons and tons of emails. Sister Shorty Blaze, I got this folder right here full of tons of emails from the listeners, sometimes not even faithful listeners, but one-time listeners that were blessed by the show.
Yeah.
And have decided to write us just to let us know that they're not Holy Hip Hop fans, but they were able to catch the show. And they were blessed. And then as well, we got the normal faithful listeners that have written us consistently, just sharing their thoughts. This is what we want to do. Hollerfest Radio is a listener-supported online community. Basically, as you can see, we're interactive ministry. We got people in the chat room. We got a church boy Malloy in the chat room. We got DJ Sherratt in the chat room. We got Garcia from New Life. He's in the chat room. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
We got He's Able. He's Able. Check that out.
Like the song today. That's we sang that song today.
He sang that song in church today. He's Able. He's Able. He's Able. Okay, whatever you
right.
want.
All right, all right, all right.
He's going to do.
Okay, okay. They got it.
See, they think we're a hip-hop church. You go to church and they think the whole thing is blazing and fire and all of this like this.
That's Can good. You imagine that if the church was a, I can't spit for nothing.
Imagine
he definitely can't spit.
Imagine if we were a hip-hop church. I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
How would the worship
Because hip-hop's not my passion, y'all.
But how would the worship be?
Hip-hop is not my passion.
If it was up to him, our worship would be Jewish music.
My passion is preaching
Honestly,
and pastoring and getting and teaching. My talent and my musical preference, my number one musical preference is not hip-hop and not reggaeton. Hip-hop and reggaeton is my second.
Is
messianic praise.
Yeah, that would be us.
I'm a messianic Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord God of Israel type of
With the dancing and everything, because he would just grab me and start dancing when he would be listening to his music.
That gets my connection right there. That's my connection. That's my connection right there. But once I put down the shofar, and once I say amen, Lord God of Israel, man, the real me comes out. Like, what? What happens is I'm just urban in nature. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular, normal Pentecostal man just doing my...
Shout out to London. There was somebody listening earlier from London. So a big shout out to the person that contacted you on Facebook, actually. On AIM.
No, it was Australia.
Oh, I'm sorry. Australia,
so
yeah.
Australia's in the building. So wherever...
I'm thinking London because of the people from...
Love B60.
Yeah.
Love B60 Radio. They probably
but it
listen.
It was Australia.
Definitely. So shout out to Australia that's tuning in right now.
No doubt.
They listening what? It was their first time listening?
Yeah. They actually...
So I scared them, right?
They were on Facebook.
They were like, what the heck is this? This dude is yelling in my ear. This dude is scaring me right here.
It's funny you say that.
I be shocking people.
Because even in church...
Shock jock.
We had the drummer put headphones on today. Yeah. And he told me that he would have to raise it while I was talking. But when you were talking... He would have to just take them off because not even lowering the volume would get you to...
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Oh. You hurting my feelings right there. I'm loud, man. Now, you know what it
that
is? You know what it is?
Before
we read some emails, and I want to get to this exclusive track, man, from Fake Church Gangsta, Hollywood Holly. But what it is that this is my preaching voice.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't know how to turn it off. I really don't know how to turn it off. You know what I'm saying? And you know, preaching, when you preach, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the Pentecostal churches, you know, you gotta have that voice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you be yourself as far as style and message. But we all learn from each other.
Can you imagine if I were to sing like you preach?
How would you do that?
Oh my God, I don't even know how that would be because it would like everybody would run out because
you'd be like yelling in their ear, right?
What?
Like what? What? And what happened was that I was a young preacher, a friend of mine, Apostle Leroy Rush. Shout out to him, man.
No doubt.
He was like, he said, you gotta preach from your belly. He said, don't preach from your throat and don't preach from your mind. He said, preach from your spirit and preach from your belly. Let it come out of your gut. Just like when a singer is training another singer, saying, listen, stop singing from your throat. Man, sing from your gut, from your innermost being. So when he said that, he grabbed my stomach and was like, preach from there, son. And I was like, whoa. I was like this. I was like, whoa. And then the man voice came out of me. Those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sound of Hollow Fish Radio. We just threw the program out the door, man. You're supposed to get into some emails, and we will. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, rappers do it too. Everybody say, say Jesus. Yeah. And then that becomes your little niche. And then after that, that's a little trademark. Like New Life. New Life is in the chat room. Oh, I'm a blast New Life, right? I'm a pick on them right now, right? Garcia is in the chat room, right? I've been to their concerts, right? And they'll be like, everybody say New Life. Everybody goes, New Life. Everybody say New Life. New Life, right? And the thing about it is that, I don't know how to turn it off. Garcia stops at the end of the show. Man, I don't know how to turn
he
it
doesn't.
Off.
He doesn't. He gets to the point that sometimes when we're leading worship, he wants to sing too. And he comes out with I don't know what mic from the back of the church. trying to sing.
Yeah, I be playing myself. Lord, forgive me, man.
And he like totally takes us out of
imagine Preach That Fire singing.
I can't. Here you I guys, am. Look. You can't. You okay, guys can't okay, even okay, imagine. Okay, look, here look, he jokes around, look, but look, over look, there he does it for real.
Listen. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. It's simple, right? Here I am to... This is me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Come on.
He does it for real. He'll do that. Come on.
Yeah.
Like he's on the radio trying to hype everybody up.
Yeah, I'll be forgetting. Anyway, man, listen. You listen to the Sound of the Hall of Fresh. We got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to be preaching at about 8 o'clock in the hour. Let's get into some emails. Get into this email, Sister Shuddy Blaze. And let's see who got something to say and just share their thoughts.
Hey, I have your attention. At Hollowfest Radio, we want to hear from you. Let us know your concerns, opinions, testimonies, or any questions you may have.
What's the deal? Check us out online, baby.
Hit us up at info@hollowfestradio.tv. Or you can visit us online on MySpace, Facebook, iTunes, and Twitter.
Hit us up.
Hit us up on Twitter, you dig.
Search for Hollowfest.
First email.
All right, I'm going to try to read this as best as I can because the light here is a little dim. But it says, hello, Pastor Alex and Ibelis Pagani. I really love your show. I think it's both informative and hilarious. Furthermore, I really appreciate the way you incorporate the scripture and everything you say. In your interview with Tripoli, you mentioned that you prayed to God for him to make you as Ezra. I was really blessed. I am writing to ask you to consider my music for airplay on your show. I hope it meets your standards that it's not a donation to the New York Department of Sanitation.
He's listening. Oh, snap. Hey,
thank you for your time and for everything you do. Blessings and peace. Jamal, one truth.
Amen.
Actually, I tried to contact him because today we were looking at one of his videos and we enjoyed it.
Sister Shuddy Blaze and Kid Mongo enjoyed it. So, Jamal, if you're listening, man, send us your music again. They liked the video. And we'll play it here on Hollowfest Radio.
No doubt.
All right. So that's email number one. Let's go to the next email.
The next one says, what up?
What up? What up, yo? Who that? What up? Say what up.
What up, Preach That Fire and Sister Shuddy Blaze. God bless you both. The podcast with T-Dot was blazing. I especially appreciate the statement about God saving us and not about changing our actions, but changing our very nature.
I know who that is.
Regeneration, baby. I constantly need regeneration in Him. Thank you for letting God work through you and your ministry. Speak the truth, shame the enemy, and bring glory to God. Grace and peace, Angel Grant.
Angel Grant. Shout out to Big Angel, man. We got any more emails? I believe we got one more, right?
We have one more, but...
All right, let's read
one
more.
I'm just going to read, like, because it's very long.
Let me see.
And I can't see from here.
Okay. All right, so then just read the first paragraph, and then a little bit later in the hour, after the preaching or something, we have some more fun, we finish reading it. Let's see.
No doubt.
All right, don't be writing me no long...
No doubt.
Wait, hold on. Don't be writing me no long emails, y'all. One paragraph... It's good. Share all you share, man. Don't write a story. Not unless you're looking for real ministry.
Yeah, that's the issue here, actually.
Yeah, actually, I figured that's what it was. But read it anyway. Read half of it, and then we'll save the other half or address emails that are looking for personal ministry.
I actually like
ministry.
It because it was very sincere. He was very sincere at the beginning regarding the show.
Yeah. It's funny. I know. This is what most people have when they listen to Hollowfest Radio. Check this out. This is a real email from somebody that shares their heart with us.
What's going on, Preach That Fire and Sister Shuddy Blaze? I wanted to thank y'all for your show. I started listening to your podcast probably about 6 months ago after I heard about it on Holy Culture Podcast. Honestly, I wasn't a big fan at first.
I can start right there. Rip the email up. Rip it up.
But I gave it another shot, and sincerely then, I've been one of the... A Hollowfest crackhead.
Just
fiending for the show.
I believe he's in the chat room.
Yeah?
I believe he's in the chat room.
He definitely bring the most energy, play some hot music, banging, insightful interviews.
So
and
he didn't
most
like,
importantly,
so he didn't like us
that fight.
He didn't like us at first.
He didn't. Wow. I wouldn't like you at first either.
I know, man, because I'll be... I'll be having a
You're
bad
attitude.
You're too loud. I'm loud. I got a bad
You're
attitude.
You're too loud.
And then I'll be spazzing on you. Your music is whack. Don't even send it to Hollerfest Radio. Send it to those other stations that play that stuff that they want to be nice.
I was listening.
Fake church gangster stations.
I was listening the other day.
I'm just kidding. Your other stations, if you listen to me, I'm just playing. Stop.
That you had with
Don't take
Bizzle.
It personal. All right, no. Read that again. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off.
Yeah,
man.
You always do that.
I'm playing myself.
Ew.
Man. Playing myself.
Anyway, I was listening the other day to the interview that you had with Bizzle, which was great, by the way, and was wondering if you could connect me with someone that could kind of disciple me.
Mm.
I feel like the Lord is putting a lot of things in my heart right now, but not really sure how to go about everything. Where do I start?
Go ahead.
Keep on?
Yeah, read a little bit more. Hold Just on. One more sentence and then we'll leave it there.
I don't want to get ahead of myself or of his plans. I'm really looking just to talk and build with some guys. I have a lot of questions and just want to do everything to the glory of God.
Mm.
I try to reach out a few times to a few artists, DJs, and radio hosts, but no one's gotten back to me. That's not nice. I understand that most people are pretty busy, but if you know of any people that have the time and are willing to pour into someone, they can pour into me.
Woo, that's very humbling right there.
Please feel free to contact them, contact me, send me their contact information. I would love to build with you as well.
And who is this? Ask.
Brandon.
Brandon?
Yes.
All right, Brandon. Big shout out to Brandon, man. That's an email that we would have to address more on a personal level by email. But definitely, we're willing to
help.
Then
it goes on to say that he's not sure if you know anyone in the area, in his area.
All right.
Because he's in Philly.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people in... Oh, that's like the perfect place to be, Philly, right?
he's in Philly.
So, those of you that are listening and you want to send us an email with your actual real concerns for whatever it is that you're going through, feel free to write to us, man. These are the type of emails that we get from fans as well as non-fans, first-time listeners. Actually, this is a person that used to listen 6 months ago, then decided to give us another chance, was blessed.
He said that he started listening 6 months ago, and that the first show he really did, he was not too...
Yeah, because 6 months ago, you got to understand, 6 months ago, as you keep doing radio, you get better, you tweak things, you change, you know, your flow is different, you realize particular styles and genre are not... You know what I'm saying? Edifying. And you begin to... Trust me, I was way more controversial than this. I was way more controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. You know what I'm saying? It was just straight blasting people. You know what I'm saying? Being a Pentecostal, you know how that goes. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to address that email outside. But definitely, if you are listening to us, send us an email. Any concerns, if you want us to help you get connected with anybody doing your type of ministry in your area, if we know anybody, we'll do our best to connect you to the right people in Philly.
Is he in the chat room?
I believe so. I'm not sure. But I would tell you this. If you are in Philly and you catch this podcast, man, I would say reach out to Pastor Mason's church. Eric, I believe it's Eric Mason. Reach out to them. You know what I'm saying? That's the church that Trip Lee and them are attending. Not because it's Trip Lee and the church, is because, if you are in the urban genre, that would probably be my first choice. And that's coming from a Pentecostal, you know what I'm saying? And they're more than likely Reformed. Doesn't matter to me, you know what I'm saying? As long as Christ is being preached and the Holy Spirit has free access to move, however he's revealed himself to his servants, and the word of God is preeminent, number one, sola scriptura in that church, and you're growing and being held accountable, do your thing. So I would say reach out to Pastor Eric Mason, man. Epiphany Fellowship. That's the name of the church. So I would look them up online. Epiphanyfellowship.org, if I'm not mistaken, or .com. Find them, Pastor Mason, and get the number. Find the local church services. Make your way out over there. Or if you're looking for a more inclusive type of church where you're Pentecostal and you're looking for a Pentecostal church, then hit me up by email, man. I guess I'm gonna have to ask him what type of church is he actually looking for. But if he's looking for a Pentecostal church, then obviously I will point you in the right direction to find a church that meets your needs, that's balanced.
Preaching and fire behind the pulpit and on the mic. about Jesus.
Getting ready to speak the truth and shame the devil.
Break the devil's neck.
Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest.
Come
Radio.
Into the house of the Lord.
This isn't your mama's church.
Those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sounds of Holla Fest Radio. We are broadcasting live from Manhattan, New York City, Washington Heights to the world. Tonight's topic we're going to be getting into, very simple, the Word of Faith movement. The Word of Faith movement. Can you be a true believer in Christ and adhere to, believe in, and be a part of or affiliated with the Word of Faith movement? Is the Word of Faith movement heretical, or are they true believers in Christ who say things that are heretical? Can you be a true believer in Christ and adhere to orthodox Christianity in every sense of the doctrine and stumble in one or two areas, or let's just say one area? Would that constitute you to be labeled a false brother? This is a very touchy and very powerful subject that we're going to get into. Now, please keep in mind that I am not going to be name dropping today. As controversial and as daring and fearless as I am, I will not be name dropping today on any particular pastor, any particular church, any particular ministry. But don't tempt me, y'all. Don't tempt me. Lord, help me. Because if I feel that mama tie my bow tie, should have got a Honda. If I feel that thing, you just gonna have to handle it and send me a hate mail. But the Bible declares in Ephesians chapter 4, we speak the truth in love. Okay. Those of you that are listening to the first time, and you may not have never heard the term Word of Faith. So let me give you a basic breakdown what the Word of Faith actually really is. Now, the Word of Faith is a family of Christian churches, as well as a label applied by some observers to a teaching movement that is kindred to many Pentecostal and charismatic churches and individuals worldwide. As I said before, the Word of Faith movement does fall under the bracket of Pentecostalism. All right, it falls under our umbrella, not in all of mainstream Christianity, but mainstream Pentecostal and charismatic circles. Excuse me, the Word of Faith movement is branched from that. Now, the basic doctrine preached is that of salvation through Jesus Christ. Obviously, if anybody preaches anything outside of that, and they're telling you that the Word of Faith preaches outside of preaching Jesus Christ, they're lying, and they're just hating, or they're exclusively taking one or two individuals that have strayed from biblical orthodox Christianity as far as the deity of Christ. The Word of Faith movement and churches preach salvation through the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, look at this. But they place a heavy emphasis on what salvation brings. In other words, the full total package of what salvation brings with it. Meaning, salvation saves your soul, but there are other areas that you and I are entitled to as a believers that's part of the package when it comes to salvation. And that package is basically found in more in the teachings of Jesus, where it's considered the kingdom of God. Now, the gospel is one thing, but the kingdom of God is considered something else. Let me give you an example. Obviously, salvation is centralized on one message. Jesus died for your sins, he was buried, and on 3 days later, he resurrected from the dead. And it stops there. You accept Christ, the finished work of Christ on the cross, you're saved, right? This is what the gospel message is centralized on. The message of the cross. But after or immediate upon salvation, the believer is inherently entitled to what is considered by the word of faith. Now, I'm giving you a generalization of the terminologies and the thinking of them. There is what is called a benefit package. And don't, please don't secularize what I'm saying. Because Psalm 103 says, blessed be the Lord God who forgives all my sins and heals all my iniquities. And then the verse before says, blessed be the Lord and forget none of his benefits. So, the believer, according to the Word of Faith movement, is entitled to, has the inherent right to place a demand on certain things that are entitled to them. Now, it could be many things, but basically it's centralized under the title, anything that pertains to this term, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Meaning, let me give you an example. Give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That message is not centralized on salvation, but it's centralized upon the teachings of Christ, which revolves around the teachings of the kingdom. Now, you and I understand, and I adhere to this as well. There's a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is God's footstool, where God lives, where God dwells, where the believer in Christ, when he dies, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's where Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. That's what all the angels are. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of God, very different. Very different. Rather, that kingdom has to have a king. And in order for it to be a kingdom, the rules of the king have to be applied in that kingdom. So, it's in reference to the teachings. This is where you and I get. Now, remember, y'all, I'm coming from an Arminian perspective on this area of kingdom of God. Now, if you're coming from a Calvinistic point of view, an Anglican, Presbyterian, biblical worldview, it might mean something different to you. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, go into all the world and teach all nations. Those teachings are centralized on the kingdom, God's way of doing things. Give and it shall be given unto you. Let me give you another example. Love your enemies, right? Those that want to be great must humble, right? So the kingdom teachings basically revolve around this. How many of us want to be great? Obviously, we all want to be great. If we speak, humanly speaking. Well, very simple. Then humble yourself. You humble yourself, you will be great. But, here's where the difference comes in. Because many, not just from the word of faith, though the word of faith popularizes this, so they take all the heat for it, emphasize on the being great part. So therefore, it gives the appearance that the humbling is done with double intentions. It's done with strings attached. Now, Orthodox Christianity looks at it from, you humble yourself because it's just the right thing to do. You humble yourself because you are dust and God is God. And you humble yourself not to be great. You humble yourself because God is in heaven, you are on earth, therefore humble yourself expecting nothing. Now, the difference here is in understanding of the kingdom. Now, I'm under the impression, now here's what I'm going to tell you. Remember, I'm going to mix some of my stuff in here. Now look, God cannot be mocked. Galatians chapter 6. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. So if God cannot be mocked, whatever I sow, I reap. What does that sowing and reaping mean? Means seed time and harvest. Now, before you bash me, I'm not referring to seed time and harvest in a financial terminology. No, I'm not. What I'm meaning is seed time and harvest is just another fancy way of saying cause and effect. Yes, it is. Don't play yourself. No, I'm not saying yin and yang. No, I'm not. That's something different. But whatever you reap, you sow. Whatever you cause, right, you have the effect. Now, if I humble myself because I love God, what's wrong with me expecting to be lifted up? Do you see what I'm saying? If I humble myself, the effect should be God will exalt me in due season. So, me waiting to be exalted, I don't think is wrong. Not unless it's the predominant thought in my mind. Catch that. Catch that. Catch what I'm saying. Catch what I'm saying. If the predominant thought in my mind is, I want to be great, then I got a problem. But if I'm humbling myself, I don't think there's anything wrong with waiting for God to exalt me in due season, if I faint not, because I'm following the kingdom and God cannot be mocked. Now, the Word of Faith movement, unfortunately, in a lot of respects, places a heavy emphasis, just like Pentecostals place an extreme emphasis on speaking in tongues and charismatic manifestations. And let's be real, we be ODing in that area. The Word of Faith movement overemphasizes the results of seed time and harvest. Therefore, what happens is the ends become, it becomes the ends to the means. And then you get what happens is where it seems that they're only focusing on exaltation. They're only focusing on finances. They're only focusing on, I'm going to be great. They're only focusing on, I'm going to walk on the water. And what happens is it gives the wrong impression. Especially if that's the only thing your video editor is playing for your television ministry on TV. Obviously, we're going to think, and I'm going to be real with you, and I'm not name dropping, but I'm going to share some names. Obviously, it's going to appear that Joel Osteen only shares positive messages, even though he does. But I'm just using him as an example. I got mad love for Joel Osteen. Now, look at this. Now, I'm using this, you know what I'm saying? I'm using this as an example. Now, the Word of Faith movement is centralized basically on three particular areas. The three predominant areas in the Word of Faith movement can be summed up in these three areas that I'm going to share with you now. Healing, prosperity, and faith confession. Let me say it again. Healing, prosperity, and faith confession. The whole Word of Faith movement can be centralized, predominantly known for those three areas. The area of healing, which was a lot more popular in the early 90s, especially in the 80s. Prosperity, which is faith confession, which was popular at the late 90s and early 2000s. And prosperity, which was predominantly popular in the early 2000s until now. Heavy emphasis placed on prosperity. Now, this is a basic breakdown. This is not inclusive of everything that they teach, but predominantly, these are the three areas that that the whole Word of Faith movement can be pretty much well known for. The Word of Faith movement has many distinctives. Although it shares teachings in common with prosperity theology, they are not the same thing. Additionally, many believes that the movement holds as many beliefs that the movement holds as essentials are often the target of criticism for having views that diverge from Christian orthodoxy. Right? It emphasizes speaking, stating, or confessing verses found in the Bible called the Word of God. The belief is that if one believes that the Word of God and confesses it, then the believer shall receive what it confesses. This act of believing and speaking is said to be described by Jesus in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Now, let's look at Mark chapter 11. Look at this. Let's look at Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Now, keep in mind, I think in order for us to be able to do a true biblical comparative and healthy dialogue on this topic, then we have to go to the source of where the theology or the line of thinking comes from.
All right? Those of you that are just tuning in while I'm looking for the scripture, those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sounds of Hollowfest Radio. We've been chopping it up for the last hour and 15 to 20 minutes, having great music. But right now, we are talking and we're getting into the topic of the Word of Faith movement. Is it heretical or is it true believers who teach heretical things? And can a true believer adhere to one area that's heretical and be considered a true believer? Powerful. Now, we're looking at the Word of Faith movement. Now, let's look at Mark chapter 11. Let's start with verse 20. I'm just going to read this for the sake of argument's sake for the Word of Faith. Now, look at what it says. Early the next morning. Now, look at this. Early the next morning, as they walked along the road, they saw the fig tree, and it was dead, all the way down to its roots. Right? This is powerful. Look at this. Peter remembered what had happened and said to Jesus, "Look, teacher, the fig tree you cursed has died." Jesus answered them, saying, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this hill to get up and to throw itself in the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you," verse 24, "when you pray and ask for something, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatsoever you ask for." Now, that's powerful. Listen to me. That's powerful. Those verses alone are powerful enough that if not explained in an exegetical context, can lead or give the believer the impression that you could pray for anything, as weird as it may be, and God would have to do it based on your faith. That's like saying, "God, remove Obama tomorrow. I believe it." And that God, for some reason, based on your faith, will do it tomorrow. When you and I understand, if we're exegetical and orthodox to life, that Obama does not have the potential to be removed, either if he's impeached, two, assassinated, or three, is not reinstated 3 years from now. No amount of faith will remove him, or he resigns. And obviously, we're not sure if any of those things would happen. So if a believer isolates himself with just that text, then he or she is going to be let down tomorrow or the next day when Obama has not been removed. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, I know that that's extreme in my example presentation, but what's different between believing Obama will be removed from the presidency tomorrow and believing God for a Rolls Royce that you know you can't afford? Uh-oh. I'm feeling that thing again. I'm feeling that stuff. If the Word of Faith isolates themselves to this particular text and doesn't present it in a manner where it agrees or adheres to other texts of Scripture, then that makes the Word of Faith movement heretical. I said it. Yes, I did. And listen to what I'm going to say. Anybody, and that includes Preach That Fire, if we isolate any text of Scripture without putting it in context with other scriptures that correlate to that particular scripture, we have entered the potential danger of a heresy. Listen to me. Because isolating yourself on one particular area is dangerous. Because what happens is you're understanding what God is saying, what God isn't saying. So Mark chapter 11
if left alone and preached without it being paralleled to 1 John, turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. Now look at this. Mark chapter 11 verse 22, or the scriptures we read, can only come into play not because of your faith. Not because of your faith. Listen to me. It can only come into effect or manifestation if, look at this. If it's in correlation to 1 John chapter 5 verse 13. Look at what I'm saying. I have to go this route because it helps me lay the foundation for us continuing in this topic. Listen to me. Look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. I am writing this to you so that you may know that you have eternal life and that you believe in the Son of God. That term, believe in the Son of God, is in correlation to have faith in God, which meaning the object of your personality in the supreme being. Having faith in a personality who is supreme. In this text, is Son of God, but Jesus is God. Understand that. So in Mark chapter 11, he says, have faith in God. Therefore, both of these verses are already paralleling. Now look at this. Verse 14. We have courage in God's presence because we are sure that he hears us if we ask for anything. Now stop right there. This right here is in correlation to Mark chapter 23, that says, whatever you ask, stop right there, whatever you ask, now let's stop that, put that in category one, whatever you ask, now here's category two is 1 John, now look at this, that if we ask him for anything, boom, you merge those two texts together, it's the same, whatever you ask, if you ask anything, John, the apostle John, gives a more detailed, listen to me, a detailed understanding of Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Look at what he says. If we ask him for anything that is according to his will, now things change. Now it's impossible to isolate Mark chapter 11 without looking at 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Because the only way you could get a direct answer for anything is if that anything is according to his will. Now, if the Word of Faith movement or anybody isolates themselves in one particular area and just say you can ask for anything and that there's no limits to anything, that's a heresy. Uh-oh. Yeah, I said it. That goes for anybody. You don't even have to be a Word of Faith. Right? Oh, I'm preaching good. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Yes. Now look at this. If anybody isolates themselves in one particular area and doesn't include it in any other area, that's a heresy. Now, listen to me. Does that make them a heretic? That's the question that we all need to know. Does that make them a heretic? Now, that's powerful. I mean, this is powerful, y'all. This is powerful. Does believing in one particular area of scripture and not aligning it with other areas of scripture and adhering and believing and walking in it, you know, does that make the individual, the movement, or the church, or the churches, a heretic? Now, somebody said to me today, they sent my wife a Facebook email message saying that there's no difference between the two. But let's analyze that. Let's analyze that. Before we jump to the conclusion in saying that the Word of Faith movement is heretical, let's analyze what does the Bible have to say, right, that makes somebody a heretic. Not heretical, not a heresy, but look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this, look at this. But a heretic. Now. My personal view. Now, here's what I tell you is not absolute. I personally believe that a real believer can have a faulty understanding of a particular area that's heretical in one area, but not be labeled a heretic, depending on which area that is. Now, let me share something with you. Depending on which area that is will depend on whether the person is a heretic or not. Let me give you an example how I know this to be true. Second and First Timothy, as well as the book of Titus, Paul addresses believers, right, that were in certain cities in Asia Minor. He commissioned Titus and Timothy to encourage those believers to be careful of the heresies that they were already presently believing. Now look at this. He didn't call them heretics. He said, look at this. For them to shun those areas that were a little bit extreme, because they lead to godliness. They lead to true heresy. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is not un-Bible. Paul addressed Titus for him to address the elders of every city for them to shun heresy that they had believed because they were believing Jews, and also they began the philosophies of the Christians began to creep into the church. And look at this. Paul even said that what the Christians were saying were true. But nevertheless, they led to unwholesome doctrine. Now listen to this. Yes, a believer and believe or have a faulty understanding in a particular area that's considered a heresy and yet still be a true believer. Because Titus chapter 1 and 1 Timothy chapter 4 talks about for Timothy to encourage the believers, the men that were under him, to adhere to faithful doctrine, even though they were beginning to believe things that were heretical. And he told them, he said, listen, they're believers, but nevertheless, tell them that it's not profitable. Listen to what I'm saying. It depends on what it is. Believing, listen to what I'm saying. Believing in the name it and claim it view is a heresy, but it doesn't make you heretical. Listen to what I said. Unless your belief in it is according to God's will. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't take me out of context. Don't send me hate mail. Listen to what I'm saying. If a believer has isolated himself to Matthew 11 and stays there without including 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, that is according to his will, that's a heretical belief. And I'm telling you what I know. And that goes for any area. If you isolate yourself in one text and don't compare it precept upon precept, line upon line, with other scriptures that talk about that same particular topic, that's a heresy. Because that's what heresy is. It's taking a scripture out of context without keeping it within context or being exegetical and systematic in its theology. Listen to me. So you can believe, name it, and claim it. Now what's going to happen is, I guarantee you, what you're believing, half of those things you're not going to get. You're going to sit there and keep believing for it. Now I'm not going to knock you for believing God for a Rolls Royce. Amen. Do you. Right? Do you. You want to believe God for a Rolls Royce? Do you. But that doesn't make you a heretic or false doctrine. Why? Because that's not essential to the Christian doctrine. Do you see what I'm saying? So look at this. So then what the question behooves me, listen to me. Then the question behooves me to ask, then what is it that the word of faith teaches, right? That makes them false doctrine, that would make them considered by many. I'm going to look at three scriptures and then we're going to stop and we'll continue this. We'll continue this the next time that I preach. Listen to me. Just like speaking in tongues, many might consider that heretical. Or how about this? Believing in slaying of the spirit and all of those outward displays of emotionalism in the church by some feel that it's an isolation of one text of Psalm 50 verse 5 where it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Right? Well, us as Pentecostals, well, basically we live that scripture. But if we isolate ourselves to that scripture and our praise is out of order, wait. Or look at this. Give me an example. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. If your tongues has no interpretation and you isolate it, talking about I'm just speaking in the spirit and there's no interpretation, by many of those that are on the outside, they might consider that a heresy because it's in direct conflict with 1 Corinthians 14 that says, be quiet and speak in tongues by yourself if you ain't got no interpretation. But does that make the Pentecostal heretical? You see what I'm saying? Now, I say no. Why? Because then we have to understand what makes us a heretic. What makes an individual, listen to me. This is good. Then the question has to ask, before we even jump to conclusion, all of you Word of Faith haters, right? And all of you 5 point of Calvinism haters. Yeah, I'm blasting on everybody. Both sides. What labels us a heretic? Very simple. Look at this. Turn with me to the book of Galatians. Ooh, yeah, I'm going there. Ooh, I feel this thing, baby. Yeah. Look at this. Okay, let's establish what's a heretic. What constitutes someone a heretic? Galatians, look at this. Turn with me, y'all. Somebody write it in the chat room. Write it for me. Because I can't oversee the chat room at the same time. Galatians chapter 1. Now look at this. Let's look at verse 6. Now look at this. What constitutes a heretic? Listen to me. There are guidelines that scripture is very clear that constitutes someone a heretic, even though that makes them different, than believing something that's heretical. Give me an example. Let me give you scripture to validate. Let me validate what I'm saying. Right? Now look at this. Verse 6 says this. I am surprised at you. This is the Apostle Paul talking to the Christians in the Galatian church. One of my favorite books of the Bible. Not my favorite, but one of my normal favorites. I read this book a lot. You know what I'm saying? Look at verse 6. I am surprised at you. In no time at all, you are deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are accepting another gospel. Look what Paul is saying. He's saying, I'm shocked. He's saying straight up, you know what? I'm shocked at you guys. That immediately you guys are turning unto another gospel. Now look at this. What is Paul establishing here in verse 6? Two gospel presentations right now. Listen to what I'm saying. In verse 6, there's being presented two gospels. So that means that right now in the world, there are two gospels. The real one and the fake one. Let's establish that. All right. Now look at this. And Paul is saying, I'm shocked at you guys. Right? That immediately or in no time at all, you guys are turning unto another gospel. Right? So right now, Paul is establishing that there is a such a thing in the world as another gospel. Don't believe that stuff. There's a one gospel. No, 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 no. There are two gospels in the world. The real one and the fake one. Paul is saying, he said another gospel. That means that there's another gospel out there. Right now, look at this, look at this, look at this. But then verse 7, he says, actually, there is no other gospel. Because in reality, there's only one true. Now look at this. Look what he said. But I say this because there are some people. Woo! I'm feeling this, man. Look at this, 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 look at this. He's saying there are some people who are upsetting you and trying to change the gospel of Christ. Now look at this. Verse 8 is the key verse. But even if we, who is we? Paul himself, preach that fire, Hollerfest Radio. But if Hollerfest Radio, and look at this, he even went as far as going spiritual on him and said, or an angel, look at the text, verse 8, but if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you another gospel that is different from the one we preach to you, may he be condemned to hell. My God! Man, do you hear that? Look at this. Look at verse 9. We have said it before, and now I say it again. If anyone preaches to you a gospel that is different from the one you accepted, may he be condemned to hell. Now look at this. 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 This is powerful. This is powerful. This is powerful. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Right? Listen to me. Okay. Okay. So then look at this. Look at this. Who? First of all, let's establish that there are two gospels in this world. One that leads to hell and another one that leads to heaven. That alone should scare us to make sure we're walking in the real one. Because if not, you're going to hell. Now, look at this. 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 So then what constitutes a false gospel that leads to hell? Then the question behooves me to ask then what is the message of the real gospel so that we can know, listen to me, which is the real and which is the fake? Because the only way to identify the real and the fake is to understand what is the gospel. Because whatever's not of the gospel is accursed. Therefore, it's heresy and can be labeled a heretic. Why? Because a heretic is one whose complete belief system is anti-Bible, a false gospel. So then look at this. So then the question I ask you is, look at this, 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 look at this. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. So then what is the gospel? So look at this. So what makes a person a heretic? A heretic. Not believing in something that's heretical. This is what I said. What makes a person a heretic? I feel the Holy Spirit. Very simple. Found in Galatians. Preaching another gospel. So then, what is that gospel that's false so that you and I can identify it? Very simple. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Listen to me, 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 listen to me. Listen to me, listen to me. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. What is the gospel then? That's real so that we can understand what is false. That would make them condemned to hell. And another, and look at this. And completely on another gospel. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. It can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now look at this. It tells you verses 1 through, matter of fact, 1 through 4, 1 through 4, what the real gospel is. Now listen to me. What makes a false gospel anything that says outside of what I'm about to read? Listen to me, listen to me. And therefore, if it's a false gospel, then they are considered a heretic. Listen to me. Look what it says. Let's start with verse 1. Let's start with verse 1. Listen to me, listen to me. And now, this is the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthian church, right? And now, I want to remind you. Now, look at this. Paul is encountering the same problem he's encountering with the, with, look at this, with the Galatian church, right? Look at this, look at this. A false gospel presentation was being, look at, listen to me, was being creeped into the church, right? Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Look what it says. And now I want to remind you, my friends, of the good news, the gospel, which I preached to you, which you received. This is in correlation to Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 1 that we talked about, that they received, right? Look at this. On which your faith stands firm. Look at this. So your faith, look at what I'm saying. When we say, when somebody is a heretic, they are outside the faith because their faith is not standing firm on what? This is what the text says. Look at this, look at this. Where your faith stands firm. Verse 2. That is the gospel, the message that I preach to you, which you are saved by the gospel. Look at this. Which you are saved by this gospel if you hold firmly to it, unless it was for nothing that you believe. Now, if I stop right there, it's still not giving you a breakdown of, well, what is the gospel? It's telling me if I adhere to the gospel, right? It's telling me if I adhere to the gospel, then my faith will be stand firm and therefore I'm saved, right? So therefore, I couldn't be condemned to hell, like Galatians chapter 1, right? Look at this, look at this. Now look at verse 3. I passed on to you, which I received, which is of the greatest importance, the gospel. How Christ, listen to me, listen to what I'm saying right now from here on. How Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, verse 4, how he was buried and that he was raised to life 3 days later according to the scriptures. Now look at this. The gospel message, listen to me, is centralized on one message. What does a person believe about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. And we're going to conclude and we're going to pick this up on part two. Listen to what I'm saying. What makes a person a heretic? Very simple. Believing on a false gospel, and that message is centralized upon, what do they believe about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? It stops there. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't drag that text further to other areas. We're going to get into those other areas, but that's different. That's teachings, right? But the gospel message is centralized on this very thing. Christ died according to the scriptures. He was buried, right? 3 days later, he resurrected to life according to the scriptures. It stops there. Listen to me, listen to me. What makes a person a heretic is what do they believe about the gospel message according to Galatians chapter 1. He said, if anybody preaches another gospel, let's change that word gospel. And let's put in death, burial, and resurrection. If, look what Paul says. Let's rearrange that. Let's paraphrase that. If I or an angel come to you preaching not the death, burial, and resurrection, may we be accursed or may we be labeled a heretic. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. What is the word of faith? Listen to what I'm saying here. You don't have to agree with me, but I'm being exegetical to the text. Now, we're going to get into some of the other teachings that have the potential, if isolated, can lead an individual to either an unfruitful Christian experience and possibly to heresy, and maybe even into being a heretic if they don't have a rightful understanding of what was presented to them. Because let me tell you something. Listen to me. Even I fail as a pastor. No, listen to what I'm about to say, you fake church gangsters. This is what I'm saying. I'm dead serious. Yes. Nobody has their theology 100% correct in every area and in every point. We mess up somewhere, but our essentials are intact. That does not make us false. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Like right now, you guys know what I believe in speaking in tongues. I speak in tongues right now. Is the Holy Spirit gives me utterance. But there's some of you that are listening to me right now. Listen to what I'm saying. You straight up think it's straight gibberish. That I'm making that up based on my personal emotional psyche. And that it could be considered a heresy to you. But does that make me a heretic? But you know for a fact that I am not a heretic because you know me. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Why? Because you know how. Because you know that my message is centralized. Listen to what I'm saying. Basically, on one message that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried, and 3 days later, he resurrected to life. And if you're listening to me and you believe in that centralized message that I preach, that's the gospel. That cannot possibly make me a heretic. Speaking in tongues could possibly, in your eyes, make me have a faulty view in a particular area that's heretical. But you know, go ahead and say, preach that fire as a heretic. When you know, and everybody in their mama know, I adhere to sound doctrine. Praying yourself. Nobody out there could say, preach that fire as a heretic. Yet I believe in speaking tongues. Yet I just spoke in tongues earlier. I ain't had no interpretation. It can be out of order, considered, maybe. But you know for a fact I'm not a heretic. You know it. You know it. So why would you say that Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, and Joyce Meyer are heretics? You fake church gangsters. Because according to what I know, they believe that Jesus died according to the scriptures, was buried, and 3 days later resurrected from the dead. They believe that, and they preach it, and they present it in almost every program. Now their teachings, that's something else that we're not going to get into today. And I'm here to say it right now. You don't have to agree with me. Hey, we can agree to disagree. But I'm here to say, if Creflo Dollar, Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen, Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Hagin Jr., and all the rest of the Fred Price Jr., if they adhere to the very gospel that's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, they are not heretics. Impossible for them to be a heretic. But can they be a true believer and say something heretical? Oh, yeah. Of course. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, I'm in your face today. And I'm going to end this program. Yes, you can be a believer. I'm saying this. And I'm not saying this. I'm saying this from scripture. In direct alliance to the Bible, right here. And in all the scriptures where Paul exhorted his Timothy and Titus and the rest of the believers, he exhorted them very simple and said and laid it out in every epistle. If they strayed from the gospel, they are heretics. Everything else, he said, tell them to reject those other teachings because they produce ungodliness, or look what he says, others misunderstand and get drowned through a faulty understanding. Listen to me. And in another reference, he said, they cause arguments. You know what the word of faith is doing? They're not heretical. They're causing arguments. But that does not make them a heretic. Because it's debatable about naming and claiming. Right? Right? Speaking in tongues, debatable. Listen to what I'm saying. Yes, you can be a true believer in Christ as long as your conception, your receivement, and your expression of the gospel remains intact according to the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, you are a true believer in the faith. You are not a heretic. But, can you spread heretical teachings that produce ungodliness, like Paul said, could produce arguments, vain babblings? That's what he said. Listen to me. And be a true believer? Of course you can. But to sit here and say that these names that I named believe any other gospel, you're hating. You're a hater. Straight up. Because you know they don't preach that. You know it. You know at the end of every show that they do, they present true biblical gospel centralized message. They are not heretics. So stop saying that. Stop saying that. And learn to decipher and rightly divide the word of truth. They are saying things that could be heretical, but they are not heretics. The only time I would make them a heretic, and I'm going to name drop right now, Carlton Pearson is a heretic. I'm dead serious. You can hate me, say, send me hate mail, all that good stuff. I don't care. He has strayed from true orthodox biblical Christianity with this gospel of inclusion, talking about God accepts gays and God accepts homosexuality and it's all right. That is another gospel. Because that is not centralized on the message. Christ died for their sins, was buried, and 3 days later resurrected from the dead. We're going to stop right here. My conclusion is, the Word of Faith movement, if they adhere to the true biblical gospel, listen to me, true biblical gospel that's found in 1 Corinthians 15, they are real believers. And I dare anybody say that they're false believers. Such is not the case. Because the only standard that would make somebody antichrist and a heretic was to stray from the centralized message found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Listen to me. But can the word of faith be heretical in their teachings at times? Yes, they can. In the next broadcast, we're going to look in a detailed as to what those teachings are. We're going to look at the teaching of the deity of Christ. Matter of fact, we're going to look into that. We're going to look into prosperity gospel. We're going to look at positive faith confession. We're going to look at seed time and harvest. These are the teachings that come from the Word of Faith movement. But let me make it clear. And I'm going to name drop right here. Benny Hinn, Creflo, Joyce Meyer, Eddie Long, T.D. Jakes. Matter of fact, T.D. Jakes, let's take T.D. Jakes out. We're going to look at T.D. Jakes on another show, on something else. Joyce Meyer, Paula White, Eddie Long. These are popular. Kenneth Hagin, Kenyon, Rod Parsley. These are considered Word of Faith preachers. Mike Murdoch, Perry Stone. I'm giving you names. Are these true believers or heretics? Hollerfest Radio, let it be known right here. These are true believers of the faith. Because they preach one gospel. One gospel. Do I support them? In a lot of ways, I do. And I'm going to share something that you guys don't know. Kenneth Hagin was a major inspiration in my life when I first became a Christian. I am the fruit and the byproduct of Kenneth Hagin, the father of the Word of Faith movement. I am telling you right now. Go to my library. I have over 200 books of Kenneth Hagin in just one area. I'm exaggerating. I have at least a good 70 books of Kenneth Hagin. And I am here as a direct result. You know how I'm able to put my Pentecostals on blast for the balanced perspective? I didn't get that from me. I got that from Kenneth Hagin. Is Kenneth Hagin a heretic? No. I say right here, no. Has he taught heretical things? Yes. Because there are things in his books that I scratch off and say, I'm not feeling that right there. Listen to me. We're also going to get into laughing the whole laughter movement, Rodney Howard Brown. He's also Word of Faith, all of those. Are they true believers? Yes, they are. Can they say things that are heretical? Of course they can. Are they outside the faith? No, not unless they believe and adhere to another gospel. If they adhere to the true gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says it very simple. Their faith stands and they are saved. Go look it up, you fake church gangsters.
Okay, now that that's over, turn to the music, faster.
We're finna go into it right now. Let's do it.
Let's get back to the music.
Let's go. Yeah.
Pump in the fattest jams. This is Hollerfest Radio.
In return.
A pimp taking your crib, whipping your porridge, like pain bottled up in your storage. Looking at the scoreboard, has you willing to forfeit? I designed you appealing and gorgeous. Is life half empty or half full? It just matter who's pouring. I'm God calling, quit ignoring. Pick up the line, you'll find I can pick up the scoring.
Why don't you ever talk or pray to me? It's like I never get no time with you. Instead, you always choose to walk away from me. So come draw closer, get your mind renewed, yeah, yeah. Always wanting
something for nothing,
but you never give it back in return. Whoa, and maybe you don't get what you want. You
feel like I'm fronting that.
Choice with your life, like Adam and Eve with the fruit. You entered in good, but then consumed the bad. And now the bad has got you going head on towards my wrath. Now please understand, it's a great detriment for me to point you down south on the day of judgment. But I'm calling you, you feel I'm exhausting you. You feel it's probable that you call my name when you're in the mood. Yet I can screw the good and bad, and you chose that route. I brought you to this world, and I can surely take you out. But I'm a gracious God and a loving God. Even though you know not, your choice is hurting God. I just can't take the agony. The way you live your life, I don't let you see, but it angers me. How my own creation know me, but won't even follow me. When all I want is the heart to be open to call me.
And I see that you're in pain. I just wanna take it away.
Cause
it's hurting me more than you love.
When
you turn your back on me, it's hard for me to stay.
Radio, man. It's been a pleasure tonight.